This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. Composer William Britell grew up in Newton, North Carolina, and he always felt familiar with the mountains in the western part of the state. But over the past 3 years, he says he experienced that land and the people on it in an entirely new way. Britell was the composer for a partnership between the North Carolina Symphony and the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians at the Qualla Boundary near Cherokee. Britell composed new work with the Cherokee Chamber Singers that premieres in Wilmington this Sunday at the Wilson Center.
I mean, it was really, really loose at first because we knew it would be a really complicated project and that it would take a while to kind of find the right way to configure it. I've been to the Qualla Boundary now 11 times and got to know the students there and some of the elders, and we've even spoken in front of the tribal council there. And it was over a period of almost 3 years where we decided the right way to configure this. The place that we came to collectively about what this project should be was a platform for those young adults to talk about their experience in the world. This story is their story. They've written the text. They've controlled the direction of it. It's very bold. They don't pull any punches. There is a lot in the piece about what's happened over the past few hundred years, but ultimately it's not a story of victimization. It's a story of transcendence and strength.
You were working with the Cherokee Chamber Singers, which is the vocal ensemble at Cherokee High School.
Correct.
How many students were you working with? Maybe a dozen or so?
Yeah, well, 16. To start the process of text generation, the school sent out a questionnaire to a whole swath of students about what being Cherokee means to them, how they feel misunderstood, a series of questions, and then from that giant pile, we got the start of the text where we could start to put things together and kind of look at, all right, what are the commonalities here? And the number one commonality was we want people to know that we're still here. That was the number one thing, and that's where the title came from.
Could you say it in the Cherokee language?
Shiotsedoha.
Shiotsedoha.
Mm-hmm.
We're still here. That title, just all by itself, says so much.
The reason why it resonated, it can mean different things at different times and different contexts. Sometimes when it's sung in the piece, there's a reverence and almost an exhaustion. Sometimes it's exalting. Sometimes it's defiant. There are a lot of different ways that you can read that, but any way you look at it, the reality is that culture has survived so much intact, it continues to be marginalized today. I really feel like this project is emblematic of the kind of organization that orchestras can be. They can be a vehicle to give voice to marginalized people. They can be community-building organizations. I'm really hoping that it's something that can be inspiring to other orchestras to think about different ways that we can work. There's a lot of really interesting, wonderful things that we can do now that feel like they really connect to what's happening and can be healing or transformative in the present day.
That's composer William Britell. He will be in Wilmington Sunday, along with the Cherokee Chamber Singers and the North Carolina Symphony. In addition to the introduction of this new work, Shiotsedoha, We're Still Here, the symphony will also perform Fanfare for the Common Man, Rhapsody in Blue, and Suite from Appalachian Spring. The concert is at 7:30 Sunday at the Wilson Center. Find details and our extended conversation at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.